Tithing is a way to honor God and help God's people. A believer is to give a portion of the money he or she earns to the church to support pastors and people in need, like orphans and the homeless. That day, Grandma told a story from the Bible. She explained that two men named Abraham and Jacob offered tithes to the Lord. Then, tithing became the law in Israel. Well, Nanny Arlene and Uncle Robert wrestled with the idea of tithing. They were behind on paying the rent and the electricity bill. Then, their car broke down. But they prayed for God's grace, and they made a commitment to keep on tithing no matter what.
"Do you know what happened, Jamal?"
Uncle Robert asks.
"No, sir,"
Jamal responds. "God started to open doors, and he put us in better situations," Uncle Robert says. "Over time, we got better jobs, two cars, and this house. All the while, we tithed and believed in God." Uncle Robert's rule. If you give nothing to God, Uncle Robert says, how do you expect God to give something back to you? Uncle Robert explains that the decision must be Jamal's alone. He points to Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 in the Bible. "Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it." 2 days later, on Sunday morning, Jamal hands Nanny Arlene a $10 bill.
"Can you give me change for this?"
Jamal asks.
"What for?"
Nanny Arlene says.
"I want to tithe at church today."
Nanny Arlene smiles and hugs Jamal.
"I am so proud of you,"
she says.
Jamal cannot wait to get to church.
During the church service, ushers come around the church and send a basket through each aisle. When the basket arrives, Jamal fishes the $1 bill out of his pocket and proudly places it in the basket. He catches a peek of what's inside. Checks, fives, twenties, and even 100s. He hopes all that money pleases God.